Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving this opportunity again. Taking the dust from all the assembled devotees, try to speak on Bhagavatam, Tenth Canto, Chapter 5, I said, look, 24 and 25, we supposed to do two today, the 25th is written here. So first actually I will decide 24 and then we'll come back on 25th sloka. The translation. It is also my good fortune that I am seeing you, having obtained this opportunity. I feel as I have taken birth again. Even though one is present in this world to meet with intimate friends and dear relatives, in this material world is extremely difficult. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Vasudev had been imprisoned by Kamsa, and therefore, although present in Mathura, he was unable to see Nanda Maharaj for many years. Therefore, when they met again, Vasudev considered this meeting to be another birth. It's only two lines, purport, but actually so much information is given within two lines, but we just come back on 25 and then we go through 24 again. Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Many planks and sticks, unable to stay together, are carried away by the force of river waves. Similarly, although we are intimately related with friends and family members, we are unable to stay together because of our varied past deeds and the waves of time. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Vasudev was lamenting because he and Nanda Maharaj could not live together. Yet, how could they live together? Vasudev want that all of us, even if intimately related, are carried away by the waves of time according to the result of past karma. We're coming back again on text 24 and then actually we'll talk on 25. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Chalaka Chakshuram Militamena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namah. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Prasthachadi Sitarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hi Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Katerian. Hare Krishna. Text 24. Drishtva Samsara Chakrasim Asmina Vartamana Puna Bhava Upalabdhyo Bhava Adhya Dulabham Priya Darsanam. The translation. It is also by good fortune that I am seeing you. Having obtained this opportunity, I feel as if I have taken birth again. Even though one is present in this world to meet with intimate friends and dear relatives in this material world is extremely difficult. Here we're talking about, for fast few days, we're talking about the meeting of Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj. Vasudev is marrying to Devaki, the sister of Kamsa. And it describes that how Kamsa used to love his sister so much. He would do anything and everything for pleasure of his sister. When they got married, he himself volunteered that actually, I will take you to your palace. I'll be a charioteer. And he was just about to go. He was so happy that his sister got married to his friend, Vasudeva, actually, he called him his friend. And you can see that as soon as you hear about death, how people get bewildered. Kamsa is a demon. When we heard the voice from the heaven that, hey Kamsa, the eighth child of Devaki is the cause of your death. Just heard this and he was bewildered. And all his ministers, they're advising him. He's a demon. All the ministers, they are demons as well. So what kind of advice are they going to give? They told, just kill your sister. And he was willing to do that. And then Vasudeva said, why? All this scenario going on. Then he was imprisoned. He put them in the prison, both husband and wife. Now, 1 second, he said he would do anything and everything for his sister. And within a second, he put them in the prison. Now, this is the mentality of the people in the world. 1 second, they say something, and within a second, actually, they will just freak. They will change their mind. It's so difficult to deal with them. So here, Kamsa has changed his mind. He put them in the prison. And then, as he promised, actually, when the child will take birth, hand it over to me, and I will kill. And he started killing one by one by one. He killed 6. 7, he couldn't do anything. And 8, Krishna has taken birth. Now, this time, by Yog Maya, Vasudeva actually was told that you take this child, go to Gokul, and hand it over to Nanda Babaji. Nanda Babaji and Yasoda, they had a child same time as well. So Vasudev, Krishna arranged such a way that it was a night time, very rainy day, so much water everywhere. There were so many security guards there. But with the Yogmaya, they all fell into sleep. Nobody knew what was happening. Most of the time, actually, when the child was actually taken birth, as soon as they hear the cry of the baby when they come out from the womb, they used to inform Kamsa. Kamsa used to come with a heartless person. He used to come, drag the child and smack it on the wall, and he used to kill. How cruel this person, that actually just taken birth, child he just take and smack it on the wall. And he is to kill. Devaki was crying and crying and crying. But he had no heart. He was dealing with his sister. And then Devaki used to just give up. Krishna came Vasudev took Krishna in the basket and transformed from one place to other place. Nobody knew what was happening. He came back with the baby girl. Kamsa was actually, this time, as soon as he walked in, baby started crying and Kamsa was informed. Came back again to kill. The baby actually just got away from him. And the baby told Durga Devi, Yogamaya told that Kamsa, the person who is going to kill you, he's already taken birth somewhere. Now he was bewildered again that what? Where? He's supposed to take birth here. He's somewhere. He didn't know. He came and he told his minister what he heard, what he experienced. And again the minister said, that means whoever taken birth within these 10 days, we must kill all this child. Among them, there must be Krishna there. There must be the Vishnu is there. We don't know where, but somewhere. So whoever taken birth, just kill. Now when that is coming next, but before that, Nanda Maharaj was so happy when he found out that the baby child has arrived. He went to see and he was so happy to see Krishna. Now the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself is there taken birth. Who will be not very happy? He was so happy, so happy. He told everyone, within few minutes, the whole Braj came to know that Yashoda Maiya has given the birth to Krishna. And they didn't know that it is the Supreme Person of the Godhead. But the birth of Krishna, it was though so joyful that each and every person in the Braj, actually not just human being, but even every living entity, including the animal, the reptile, the birds, they were very happy. They are eager to see Krishna. They all came. The gopis, they say the gopis were making any excuse to come inside the house to see Krishna. They were bringing this butter, milk, yogurt, and so many things they were bringing. Nanda Maharaj was so happy. He was so happy. He was the king. And wealth, there is no shortage of wealth. Because when Supreme Personality of Godhead himself is coming, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, she was going to come and take part in Krishna's pastime. So that means there is no shortage of wealth. Nand Maharaj has given so much wealth, cows, yogurt, butter, everything in the gift to all the Brajbasi. The Brajbasi, they were so happy. They got so much gift. If they could only want to handle the gift, so much cow, so many cows, so much jewelry, everything actually he has given. And he was so happy. The next day was called Anandotsav. The Utsav means the festival taken place in a Nanda's Bhavan, Nanda house. They said, Nanda Ghara Anand Bhayo. So much happiness, so much joy. Everyone was just enjoying the birth of Krishna, the Supreme Person of the Godhead. And suddenly, Nand Maharaj, something came to his mind, some thought came to his mind. He sat down and he was thinking that any time this joy can be converted into misery. Anytime, if Kamsa will find out that Krishna has taken birth here, he will come anytime to kill my son. So before he comes, I have to do something. I have to impress him something. I have to make him happy. And how can I make happy? Now, Nanda Maharaj is the king of Braj, and Kamsa is the king of Mathura. Braj is come under Mathura. Mathura is the head and is the subordinate. Now, how Nanda Maharaj became a king? Nanda Maharaj's father had 5 sons. Upananda, Sunanda, Nanda, and another 2. The Nanda Maharaj is the 3rd one. When his father was renounced, he said, now his time is up. I can't continue anymore. In the olden days, when the king actually wanted to retire, he used to go to pilgrimage, to holy places for the pilgrimage. And then he gave that kingdom, hand over to the elder son. Here, Upananda was supposed to be elder son. He was supposed to get it. And in the assembly, the king has actually, father has announced that now I am going to holy places for the pilgrimage. And I like to hand over this kingdom to my elder son, Upananda. Upananda looked around and he said, King, my father, can I request something? And the king said, yes, you are now about to be king. Any wish you have, anything you have, you can tell, I can fulfill. Yes, I have one wish. If you can fulfill that wish, I'll be very happy. And Upananda said, King, I love to take this kingdom, but my younger brother, Nanda, he is more qualified than me. Look at this. He is more qualified than me. So much wealth. The whole kingdom. He said he's more qualified than me. And all the people in the kingdom, they love him so much. I think this kingdom should be handed over to him. As soon as this said, all the assembly, actually who were there present, they all say, including all those brothers, they say, yes, the kingdom should be handed over to, our king should be Nanda Maharaj. And because actually that is coming from his father, this is coming from all the member of assembly, that's coming from his brother, for all the public, even Nanda Maharaj actually did not want to become a king. Now you can see the 2 brothers are just fighting over not to take. And in the present time, the brother, they try to take over everything. The father, mother, as soon as they leave the planet, before even they leave the planet, the fight start. That, okay, this is mine, that is yours, I want this, I want that. And they start dividing. Even before the father, mother, even gone. And sometimes the father, mother get actually upset, that please, let me go first. Don't fight in front of me. But this, and look at here, the kingdom, the elder brother has given that he is more qualified than me. The people that love him more than me, please give it to him. And Nanda Maharaj, though he didn't want to become a king, but because he was given, he has taken. And now his quality is just to look after people, the look after kingdom, the look after the wealth, the look after the cows, the most important things. For last few chapters, we're talking about the cows, how one can actually, now in India, I was just watching other day that India is started again, the cow protection. And I'm so happy that at least India has taken this step again. There are so many cows being slaughtered. There are so many cows being just killed. There are so many cows is suffering. And now actually they have taken this step again. I know many times they've done, but this time again they've done. And they may do something good. The Prime Minister is very favorable with cow protection. And if the cow is protected, then everything prospereth. And it is true. I have seen in earlier class actually I was listening that if you protect the cows, Krishna will be very happy because cows are very dear to Krishna. And here Nand Maharaj is taking cows so nicely. Now Nand Maharaj was thinking that how can I please Kamsa? So far, they used to come from Kamsa's actually palace. The people used to come to collect the tax because actually he subordinated, he had to pay all the taxes to Mathura, to King Kamsa. So this time he decided that if I take all the taxes, take it myself and give it to him, he'll be very pleased. Tisi Radha Gokula Nanda ki jay, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jay, Is Gaunitaya Bhagwan ki jay, Jagat Krishna Prabhupada ki jay. So he decided that if I take it there, then that those people, they won't come here. And if they don't come, they won't know that Krishna has taken birth. Now here, this is actually on the Nandotsav day. But then he thought, I don't want to go now because we are enjoying all the cowherd boys, all the gopas, gopis, all the brajbasi. They are so happy. They are celebrating the birthday of Krishna. And it's not coincident, it's not fortunate, but we are going to celebrate Janmashtami very soon. Other day, actually, I was in the tent. They were giving some training to public, the volunteer, that what is the duty of the volunteer, how they can please the guest who comes. And wonderful example, we don't have to go anywhere. His divine guest, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada himself, displayed wonderful quality of volunteer, what is volunteer should be. When he went to America, and when he started this movement on his own, he used to go and buy the bhoga. Then he used to cook. Then he used to call all the hippies, all the public, that come and just enjoy the prasadam. He used to feed. And then after that, he used to collect all the plates, dirty plates. And he used to wash it himself. Is Brahmananda, one time, first time he offered that, who is going to do, can I help you? And Srila Prabhupada were very happy that at least they understood the meaning of devotee. And actually, Prabhupada was doing himself. He was actually pleasing everyone. Why? Because he wanted to distribute this love of God. And the only way he could do it by to attract them by giving them prasadam. So he was 70 years old man. And we retire, it was the retired age of 60, but now it's 67. And we don't want to do anything. We want to do early retirement. We want to go to a nice place and enjoy on the beach and pass our time that, oh yes, this is my retirement. Here, 70 years old man. He went to America. He was pleading every people. He was calling them, come again, come again. Why? Because he wanted to preach. He wanted to make them devotee. So here, Nand Maharaj decided that let me go there. And other side, Vasudev was thinking the same thing too. Like for Nand Maharaj, that Nand make sure that no one from Mathura should go to Gokul. Because my son is there. And if Kamsa will find out, if best if Nand Maharaj bring all the texts and give it to him here. Nand Maharaj packed everything, the yogurt, the butter, the wealth, gold, everything. He packed everything in the bull cart. And he took the bull cart and he told some young youth that, can you look after the braj? Can you look after actually my son? On the fifth day after Nandotsav, that is actually the 14th day of the month, Chaudas, 14th day, actually he decided to go and he came and he told Kamsa that I got your tax. And Kamsa was very impressed that every time I had to send my people to collect. And this time, he was very impressed that actually you came to deliver. But he did not know that why he was. Actually, here you can see, even Nanda Maharaj was not very much interested in the kingdom, though he was looking after nicely, but he has no attachment. But now, he went to deliver the taxes, that means he got an attachment for the kingdom. But why he got attachment of the kingdom now? Because his son is taken birth. Krishna is, to protect them from Krishna, he's got an attachment for the kingdom. What a thing there actually to understand that. And they said Nanda Baba is not the father of Krishna. They said Nanda Baba is not a father of Krishna. Nanda Baba is the father of everyone. Nanda Baba is the father of a father who is father of everyone. Because for us, Krishna is our father. And Nanda Baba is the father of that father. And that's why he was very proud, very happy that I am a father. Or the father of everyone, we call him father. And I am his father. How fortunate I am. He was calling himself, how fortunate I am that I am a father of Krishna. He did not have no idea that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because all his actually intelligence was actually just taken away by Krishna. He was thinking actually he is my son. So he went, he offered all the tax to Kamsa. Kamsa was very happy. Now, Nanda Maharaj, when he was going to offer this tax, he had one thing in his mind. That was an excuse to hand over the tax. But the most important thing was actually he was going to meet Vasudev. This is a meeting of Vasudev and Krishna meeting together. Nanda Maharaj from Braj, he went all the way to Mathura. He handed over the tax and he came to one park. He parked his actually bull cart and he was just thinking, what shall I do? How can I meet Vasudev? Now, Nanda Maharaj came to Vasudev place because then Vasudev was staying in Mathura. After Krishna was born, actually, he was given actually one place to stay. So he was thinking, how can I meet Nanda Maharaj? He was puzzling because actually he was thinking that if I go to see Nanda Maharaj, the public, the people going to see that I went to see Nanda Maharaj. There must be something. And of course, I have so much love for my child. I'm going to ask, how is my Krishna? How is my child? And if someone will find out, they will inform that message to Kamsa, and Kamsa will kill my son. So I don't want to go. But he was eager to see, he was eager to meet Nanda Maharaj. But at the same time, he was not going. This side, Nanda Maharaj was thinking that I would love to go. I eager to see Vasudev. But how can I go in front of him? He was going through so much trouble. He was going through so much rough time. He was suffering. His sixth child, though, was killed so badly. He's going through this time, and how can I go? And if I want to go, I got so much attachment to my son now, my Krishna. I want to see my Krishna because actually I'm here and my mind is there. I want to go back again to Gokul. I want to see Krishna. And if Vasudev will ask me to stay here, I won't be able to stay and I don't want to upset him. So he was puzzling what to do, that there was no meeting between actually Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj. Finally, Vasudev decided that whatever happened, he changed himself, that nobody can identify that this is Vasudev. He went, and when he went to see in the park actually where Nanda Maharaj was sitting and thinking what to do, when Nanda Maharaj saw from far, he just stood up. Nanda Maharaj just stood up and started just looking at Vasudev and the tears coming from his eyes. And looking that, Vasudev started crying. Both of them, they are there now to meet each other, but they are so much in love. Here, they saying that according to Vedas, that actually Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj, they are two cousin brother. But more than cousin brother, they are friend. But more than friend, they are both devotee of Krishna. So one thing to learn again here, that when devotee they meet each other, they should have this sort of actually attraction for each other. Then they ran each other. They embraced. The tears were just flowing from both eyes. And they embraced and they're holding so tight. They wanted to say so many things. Vasudev wanted to say that, oh my dear Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj wanted to say, oh my dear friend Vasudev. But they couldn't say anything. They were just looking each other, embracing each other, and just crying and crying. This is a meeting of Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj. This is how the devotee is supposed to meet. When they don't see devotee for some time, when they meet, and many times he said, oh, don't tell me he's again here. Don't tell me I have to look at him today, this morning. I came to Mangala Arati now. This is what we think. But look at here. There are so many things to learn. It's only two line purport. But there are so many things. The two brothers, how they two brothers actually they behave with each other. Upananda actually gave that kingdom to his brother that you look after. Renounce. Here, two brothers, two friends, actually two devotees, when they meet each other, they couldn't speak a word. They were just looking each other. The hair was actually standing, and they were just amazed to see each other. They were so happy, so happy. And at the end, Vasudev said, my dear brother, finally, now he wanted to say that you got a child, but he didn't say you got a child. Because that is wrong. Because that is not his child. That you have a son taken birth in your, Krishna has taken birth at your house. He can't say that because he knew that himself, he dropped that child, Krishna, to his place. So he was thinking that if I say this, that is lying. I can't lie to my friend. And I don't want to upset him. So he said, Praja. Praja means actually everything comes. The children, they come. The relatives, they come. The friends, everything comes in the praja. That you got a praja. And that's how he addressed that you got a child in your house. Now the question comes here that Vasudev, why he went on his own? Devaki, he's supposed to take Devaki with him. He was very selfish. He didn't take Devaki with him. He went himself. Vasudev was thinking, I have so much love for my child. I have so much love for Krishna. I have so much love for Supreme Personality of Godhead. The mother have millions times more than father love for their children. If I take Devaki, definitely she's going to cry and say, how my child is doing there? And if someone will hear this, the message will go direct because there are so many what you call this detective. There are so many people there, actually, they just, like, you know, Vasudev has all these people, they just, whatever happening, they come and tell him. The same thing, whatever happening there, they go and tell King Kamsa as well. So Vasudev didn't want that if Devaki will come and say, how my child is doing? The message will go to Kamsa, and Kamsa will find out that Devaki's son in Gokul, and he will go someone to kill. They did not know that actually Krishna can take care of everything. But according to them, that is their child. So that's the reason Vasudev did not take Devaki and he went himself. Time is 8:30. Actually, we are only 24th. 25th we have to do 10 minutes. So, in this 24th verse, actually, we are learning so many things. How devotee is supposed to behave. How, as a volunteer, how we are supposed to take care of our guest. And other thing, actually, what happened, when Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev, they embrace each other, now Nanda Maharaj actually is in Mathura, still, Vasudev came to him, that he welcomed Vasudev as a guest. He does the puja to Vasudev. That this is how actually we welcome our guest. When the guests come, we should give them so much love that they want to come back again and again and again. They should go and tell other people that have you been to Manor? The way they welcome you, the way they actually they treat you, so nice. I like to go back again and I like to bring so many people with me to Manor. So this is what actually we are learning. And then in the next verse, on the 25th, the last line is saying that the waves of time and their past deeds, past karma. I would like to tell one story on this regards, the 25th. His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj one time was visiting London. I attended his class. That time actually he was staying with us, and then actually we went to one program, then he was giving the class and he told one story. I will never forget the story. I heard so many times and I repeated so many times as well, and I love this story. Srila Prabhupada was asked question in India, that Swamiji, why do you build temple? Why don't you make dharamsala? Why don't you build hospital that so many people can come and take treatment? So many people can live in dharamsala. Why do you have to build temple? There are so many temples there. Why do you have to build more temple? Srila Prabhupada answered two different way. The second answer, I'll give you that one, how Srila Prabhupada answered that one. Srila Prabhupada said, Bila was actually one time, could be now, the very millionaire, so much wealth he had, is a billionaire there. His son, somehow, he fight with the father and run away from the house. Now, you are a friend of Bila. You know the family very well. You know the son very well. And in the street, you meet his son. Because actually he ran away from the father. Father has canceled all his credit card. He doesn't have no money. Whatever money he had, he just spent. And now there is no money to eat. There is no money to stay anywhere. He's just staying in the street. Whatever he get, he eat. And when you see him, what would you do as a friend of Bila? You have multiple choice. The first choice, he said, oh, I don't want to actually get involved in this. Let me run away. Second choice, you go to him and say, "Hello, my son. What happened? Why did you just run away from your house? Why?" And you know why, but he's asking. And then he said, "Come, take this 10 rupees or 10 pound and have some food." The second choice. The third choice, he said, "My son, I know you had a problem with your father. Come, come sit down in my car. You take home, and then you call Bila. The Bila, I got your son." And Bila said, "Wait, I will come personally myself to collect him." Because at the end of the day, he's the father. Though they have a fight, but at the end of the day, when the fatherhood comes, they forget everything. Prabhupada said, this is what actually I am doing. We are son of Sisi Radha Gokulananda, Krishna. And somehow or other, we ran away from our house. Our father is very upset. Here the Bila has taken all his credit card, cancelled everything so he can't use. But Krishna has provided so much. He has given this material body, he has given actually the air, he has given us the food, he has given us the light so we can see. All these things he has given to us for this material body. He's so kind. And Krishna is lamenting, "Please come back." One time I told, our heart is beating, tuck, tuck, tuck. It's not beating, tuck, tuck. He's the Krishna sitting in the heart, and the Krishna is saying, "Come back, come back." But we don't want to go back. Because we think we are enjoying in this material world. So Prabhupada is saying that I have taken the abundant children of Krishna. Though actually they ran away from Krishna. Krishna has not abandoned them, but they themselves abandoned father. And they ran away. And I am there to pick them up from the street. Bring them to temple. Give them the bath, Harinam. And then I call Krishna. "I got your child here." And Krishna said, "Prabhupada, don't do anything. I am coming myself to pick my child. Yada yada hi dharmasya." And a paritranaya sadhanam. When there were actually a dharma there, when there is the protection for the devotee, Krishna said, "I will personally come myself. And I will protect them. And I will establish dharma." So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind. We know that Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, He Kevalam Kalo Na Seva Na Seva Na Seva Gatri. In this Kali Yuga, there is only one way. And what is that? If you do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you chant all your sin, what actually we accumulated for so many lifetimes, so many years, so many lifetimes, that will just layer after layer after layer will go away. And one day our heart will be so clean. Krishna said, "Now your heart is very clean. So far the Paramatma was sitting there, but now personally myself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will come and reside in our heart." So, coming back again to 25th, that our karma, actually we are setting our life, we are deciding for our life, for next life, what we're going to do, what we're going to get. And that's why actually we are preparing this life for next life. And if you want to go back to Godhead, if you don't want to come back in this miserable world, if you don't want to suffer ourselves, then there is no choice but to join and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, any comment, any correction, any question. Please. श्रीमद भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, नित्य गौर प्रेमानंदे, हरे हरे बोल, हरे कृष्णा.